Or good afternoon.
Guess where we are today?
Where are you?
In our new office!
Oh, that's great!
Oh my gosh, it's so nice, Rob. I love it.
Oh, that's so nice. Your commute is shorter.
Oh, much shorter, yes. It's great. Good news. But I mean, it looks like a private office. You're going to love it. It just looks so, I don't know how to describe it, but it looks like, you know, like we're a private office group.
Nice.
Yes.
Very
nice. Yes. So you made it back and got to see Juliet. Enjoy your Father's Day.
I did. It was fabulous. So you're in the Cummings building, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Where is that exactly?
It's on Market. It's where the old Market Square Arena was.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And right across the street is a new, brand new Whole Foods. And
wow.
It's really, really nice.
So you're going to move, You're going to move in, huh?
Yes.
You're going to get an apartment there and just move in, huh?
Well, we actually are selling our house. And we have a condo downtown that Andrew lives in for dental school, so we're trying it out to see if we like it down here to live.
Oh, that's right. I was just kidding.
No, we are actually, yes. So my drive this morning took me 4 minutes, Rob.
Oh, Kim.
I know. I go from, you know, 2 hours a day to probably a 10-minute drive total.
So you sold your house?
It's up for sale. We just put it up last Friday.
Well, good for you, aren't you? You're further along in this process than I am.
I'm just trying to simplify my life.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yes.
Oh, that's a riot. So then you buy something a little bigger than what you have for Andrew, huh?
Well, no, we're actually living, it's a 3-bedroom condo, so we're just living there now. And if we like a thing, we will buy something down here. But we're just trying to visit in that condo, so we're actually in there with him right now.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. All right, so do we have everybody on board now?
I think we're phone beeping. Okay, and I think Trent's here too, Trent?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Trent, how are you guys?
Good. How are you, Rob?
Well, I'm wonderful. I'm excited for you all. Are you in there too, or are you traveling today?
Yeah, I am here, and we're all here.
Well, that's so nice. Tyler, are you there, too?
I'm here. They couldn't get rid of me yet.
Yeah. I'm not sure if Beth's able to dial in, or he missed an email of a bank appointment.
Yeah.
Seth Wilson.
Yeah. Rob, have you talked? You haven't talked to Seth yet, right? He's our, what they call BCFA. Okay. We were trying to get him on this call because he's down here, but we'll get him on the next one if he can't jump on this one. He had some couple calls he had to do with the bank.
And what's his position?
And he's go ahead, Trent.
Well, a bank team financial advisor. So,
okay.
Tyler came out of the TFA program, but this is just the bank spin on that. So he's a dual employee with the bank and with wealth management. So he does some banking functions, but he's in there primarily to build a practice. And it's an extension of our team. So he tries to sort through the many people that come through and find good referral opportunities. And then he's also a direct channel to Edge. So when we have people that are under our minimum, he's able to just take them and work them through the process and get them a self-directed account with Edge.
Well, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's nice to have that extension. It leads to opportunity, and we spoke to a lot of teams who've utilized or who've worked with BTFAs, and they say it takes a while. It takes 6 to 12 months to start getting the referral base open and get the pipeline full. But he's got the list of the 125 largest depositors with the bank that he's able to cultivate.
Interesting. That's great. Well, good. Well, good.
So, yeah, we're excited. This is a big day.
And yeah, big move.
Yeah, we've been scheduling. There's so much. It creates a sense of chaos when you have a move like this. There's a big transition. And we were just thinking that today, with being the first day down here, it was a good day to speak with you. talk about the big picture get a little refocused, regrounded.
Good, good, good. So do you have any supervision down there?
I'm
fog.
Yes. I still have my 910, Rob, so I'm actually the supervisor. But it's funny because I'm not allowed to sign off on anything on my own team, and we're the only team down here, so I'm really not supervising anything.
This is awesome. Finally. Great.
I know. I can't wait for you to see it because we're going to sell a lot of it.
Well, here's what I was thinking. Next month, which would be, this is June, July 18th. Where am I going to be? Anyway, I think I'm back. Maybe. Let me look. I was thinking that I might come down and do an in-person.
Great. Yeah, July 16th it would be, or July 18th.
Yeah,
July 16th. We have it on the calendar.
Yeah, we'd have to, let's see, investigate. We have to do something.
That's actually your monthly call is that day as well. You do
Yeah. What I'm thinking is, probably do it in the afternoon. Is that all right to do it in the afternoon? That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You name it.
Well, I might just violate all my rules and work on Tuesday or something. Would that work?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking I've got a call from 9 to 10, and then maybe I could come down and we could work for an hour or two.
We've got on the night, Tuesday the 19th, we're out. Can I have that Wesleyan?
At 11. We could do it after that, though, because they're coming
here. Why don't we just stick with the Monday, and I'll just try and work something out. I've got a 3 o'clock, but maybe I can move that.
So, Rob, could we maybe do a supernova meeting and then an actual meeting on your
iPad? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what, we have our supernova meeting, and then let's say at 3 o'clock, and then we could do a review at 4 or something. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Would you have an interest in going to dinner after that then?
Well, that would be lovely.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah. I have to have Marcia. Maybe I'll bring Marcia and she can shop for while we do our supernova meeting.
Right. Yeah. And then that way she'll be here for our meeting.
Would you like to copy you on an Outlook invitation?
Yeah, that'd be good. I just have to move one bottleneck I need to move. But that's okay. It's meet month one. I can move that. No, that's fine. Here's what I was thinking. I thought you guys think about what you'd like to do, you know, what's the advantage of an in-person meeting, right? With me. Meaning, a chance to get to see your tracking system. Okay? A chance to see how you meet, how you organize yourself physically, I was thinking resurrecting the 5-star model in terms of roles and responsibilities and actually going through that.
Okay.
And maybe you guys doing a presentation on your roles and responsibilities as if I was a client. Or a center of influence. More importantly, say a center of influence. You're going to explain how the team is organized. And the reason I'd like to do this is not so much test you guys on it, but to see how it would actually work from a center of influence's perspective and see if we could maybe improve on it. If possible, or you know, maybe it's perfect the way it is, but I'm interested in the academic side of what we're doing as much as the selling side and the production side.
Mm-hmm.
But because I don't get that many chances to experience what it's like to hear somebody present the five-star model. So, you know, planning, implementation, brand management, marketing, and leadership. And who's, you know, what are your roles and responsibilities? Who's doing what? How are you doing that? And how does it impact me as a client or a center of influence? You know, what makes you so cool?
And it more surprised you. You said planning, implementation, brand management.
Marketing and leadership.
Okay.
And, you know, who's doing what roles and what, you know, and then you remember we talked about that each one would have goals and, you know, a set of goals for the year under each section, and then how are we progressing on those goals, how are we tracking them, and that sort of thing.
Great.
So if you remember, planning is planning. You know, how many plans do we have? What percentage of our clients have plans? What are we doing? And you guys are doing a lot on the planning side. It's clearly, it's part and parcel of what you do. And then implementation is your investment process. It's your 24-month calendar. You know, how do we organize ourselves? How do we present products and services to our clients in an organized way? How do we determine who's in and out in terms of our investment matrix? Who's in charge of that? How do they, you know, and then Trent, your investment strategies would be part of that, you know. How does that fit in with your overall success in terms of improving rates of returns and reducing risk and things like that? And then brand management is really Linda and the team in terms of the client experience overall, 1242, rapid response to problems, you know, how do we operate efficiently and effectively to get, you know, enhance the client experience, what makes us different, to look under the hood, you know, of how it's organized. And then marketing is, what are we doing to grow our practice? What are we doing to make sure that the practice is efficient, effective in terms of making us very attractive to be referred or introduced? And what are our introductory strategies? How do we use them? How do we, you know, that's where the giving board would come in, or the game board. And then leadership would be, how do we keep everybody on track? How often do we meet? What's our communication system? And then that would be our scoreboard or our tracking of production assets and keeping us on track in terms of the profitability of the company.
Great.
Okay, so it's just, you know, those are the highlights, but I think that would be very interesting to hear from you guys, and you know how that's evolved over time, and who's in charge of what, And we, you know, I'd like it to be kind of a formal presentation of, you know, 2 or 3 minutes each, and then we can discuss.
Okay.
The whole thing. And where are you finding the holes, and are you finding it hard to keep up? And
yeah, that'll be a good exercise.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't visit offices, and I don't visit teams very often, or hardly ever. But since this would, and it would be too expensive for teams to do that, right? You can't afford to have me come out and check up on you because I charge too much, but it's something that I would love to do. And with you guys, clearly there's advantage of doing it since I don't charge you.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate that.
Of having you as a client.
Yeah,
tie it in
yeah.
through you.
Yeah, it would be
good. Yeah. That would be very valuable for us.
Yeah, so we can, you know, if we think it's going to take more than an hour, we can do that too. It's up to you. I've got my last call. I'm done at 1:30, so I could be on the road at 2 or so, down there around 2:30. Yeah, 3 is probably about as tight. That 3 is about right. Well, I'm about an hour. So I'll just do it in an hour. That's all. We can do it.
Yeah, that's great. Okay.
Okay. And so we'll go for what time to start?
3:00
3.
Start.
3:00. Okay, I had it at 2 there, so we'll go for 3. Great.
Yeah, I just don't think I can get out of here. I've got 1:00, which would be done at the earliest at 1:30, and I could make it about 2:15 or 2:30. But if you feel like you need more time, I can probably get down there by 2:30. It's up to you guys. Okay. Usually it's hard.
Okay.
Yeah, the preparation is the important part anyway. So. Okay, so. Yeah, so. In terms of the month and, I mean, the move was a big move and that sucks a lot of oxygen out of the room, but how's the marketing going? Asset gathering, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, we've used, I think, the 90-day free look, and Tyler could speak more to this, that hook of does your portfolio reflect the rapid change, that's helped me open some conversations. So I've had a couple of new names sourced. I'm actually going out tomorrow to bring in just a retirement plan for a household related to one of our larger households and being referred to their dental partner. And do not know the extent of their assets as of yet. So with that, we'll find out a little bit more. But we know we're moving in. Should be $500,000 into an additional household, and then with a reference to the other dental, the founding partner there, that I know is with a firm in Ohio. So that's an opportunity. And we've had a few more add in, and most of the assets that have come in have been additional assets from existing clients. As far as the asset flow since we last spoke.
Yeah, okay.
Any other notes, Ken and Tyler, on that?
Ken had a nice win last week.
Yeah. It's actually a friend, and their son just got signed in the Major League Baseball. So I met with the son and the parents, of course, and they're going to move, when he gets his big paycheck, he's going to move his account in. So it has a lot of potential if he actually makes it, you know, in the major leagues. He'll start in the farm system. But he's getting a big signing bonus, I can tell you that. So that, which is really nice.
How big is a signing bonus like that?
He's getting 2.3. It's over 2 years. I think it's like 3/4 that come this year or 2/3. And then he gets the other 1/3. And then if he, you know, of course, makes it, you know, every league he makes it to, he'll get money. But the initial is 2.3 that he gets. He went first round, 32nd pick. He's only 18.
Wow.
Yeah, so his potential is extremely high. If you know so.
What's his position?
He's a center fielder, and he's got a really good bat swing, I guess, is why that. I mean, he had a lot of teams looking at him.
He's a good hitter.
Mm-hmm. There's something with his stats. I don't know enough about baseball. The quickness of it is why everyone really wanted him.
Was he planning on going to college, or was he planning?
Yeah, he had a full ride to Louisville, a real good team. Yes, he had a full ride and is walking away from that. Yeah, because of this.
Now, what does he do about his education, Kim?
Well, I did not broach that subject, you know, because I only had, you know, an hour and a half. Well, it ended up being 2 hours, but half of that time just, you know, listening to, you know, him talk about it, you know, how excited he is. At this point, he is not going to college, I can tell you that. I don't know if he plans to take some classes later, but at this point, I could clearly tell he had no intentions of taking any classes, but, you know, going into this, he'll start. He actually is gone. He went down Thursday to sign. He signed, and then they put him in an apartment right away.
Wow.
Yeah. So it happens pretty quick. And as a matter of fact, I think he's playing this Thursday, like in the, you know, and again, whatever level he's going into, you know, the kind of like the first level. But, you know, it depends on how quickly he plays, how quickly he moves up. You know, there's multiple.
What system is he going into?
He's playing for Tampa.
Tampa. Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's us.
The Tampa Bay Rays, I think they're called. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's us. That's down in the... They play in Port Charlotte, which is not less... It's an hour from where I am.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that all right? And then and the Rays play... In Tampa, clearly, the major league team, and they got one of the best teams. But we see them all winter playing in Port Charlotte, so we'll have to go see them.
Yes. I'll be there too, so then we can all go together.
Yeah, it's interesting. Karen Conroy, who's the manager of our office, of our club, Coral Creek, her son, Ryan Conroy, was just signed in the 8th round as a pitcher to Baltimore.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Now, he's not going to make, I wouldn't think, close to what your boy is making. But he's been at Elon. He's only got 4 credit hours to go. So he's much older. You know, he's 21 or so. So, interesting.
Yeah, most of the, I think, you know, a good portion are ones that are graduating or juniors in college.
Yeah, I know. That's when they grad, most of them.
Yeah.
Unless they're special kids like this kid.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a friend of yours from...
Yeah, it's really Samantha's, one of her best friend's brothers.
Right. Okay, great. Well, that's great. Well, I'm glad they had confidence to ask you.
Yeah.
What do you do then for him, Kim, if I may ask?
I put an agenda together I can share with you, Rob, but I really just tried to, I went in talking, like, you know, I told him, I kind of said you need to set some goals, personal and, you know, financial, and so I just started with that, and then I went through kind of the planning process, I went through kind of budgeting and cash flow with him. What else? And I really didn't talk about investments that much. I kind of talked a little, but I didn't delve into here's what we recommend because I didn't even know what type of risk tolerance he was, you know, at that point. He's 18 years old, and I also didn't know how much knowledge he had on all of this.
My guess is he has zero, and my guess is, you know, I mean, he may turn out to be the superstar of all time, but the probabilities are you know, their career lasts around 3 years. I don't know statistically the career. You should know that number. And he should plan on that money being sacred, you know. It's hard. I mean, you're 18, but I mean, is he going to have to live on that?
He gets $1,100 a month, but otherwise he get his parents, you know, are encouraging to take a small salary from it, like $30,000 a year. And then he's, and the only thing he's going to really spend money on is going to buy a Jeep. He wants a Jeep, and they told him he could do that. But the parents are really, you know, trying to yeah. get him to save this.
Yeah, 2 times 4, he could spend around, yeah, if he spent, say, $50,000 a year, he'd still be okay, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I think he's well within that. And, you know, might end up being a little more, but he's getting $1,100 a month. And then as he moves up, he'll get paid more. You know, this is starting at the very basic.
Yeah, $1,100 a month is not much.
Well, and I don't think he has to pay rent, though. I think that his, because they have him going into an apartment they set up.
Yeah.
So I don't think that, in, you know, his rent, I think, is already taken care of.
So is he going to have, like, a house mother or somebody to take care of him at 18?
I don't think so. I think him and another gentleman that are going to be rooming, yes.
Boy. The brain doesn't mature in a male until they're at least 22, and then it's kind of questionable.
I didn't say that, Rob. You did.
I mean, I'd say the average male matures around 35. Oh, God. Okay. Well, it's a sweet thing you're doing, and it would be a nice little business segment to have, but let's take care of this kid first, and then we'll figure it out. It's a neat,
right.
neat, because there's a lot of these kids that know nothing.
Right. So,
does he have an agent?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So I hope to meet the agent.
Yeah. That would be good. Yeah, that'd be good. Okay. All right, well, good. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Tyler, what's going on with you?
Yeah, for me, it's been more of the same. Starting to, well, hopefully soon try to integrate some more golf. We've got a few dates on the calendar with clients or prospects, and I think that'll be a really good way to get out and make it a little bit more personal. But other than that, it's been hitting the phones a lot. Had a little bit of success lately, I guess 3 households of paperwork out just waiting to be returned that we should get back this week or next. So it's good. It's coming together. It's just kind of the patience. It seems like it ebbs and flows. You know, you get a few households, and then it's a month or two, and then you get a few households, and so just trying to kind of find a way to sustain it and level that ride, I guess.
Yeah, if you can, it's a full pipeline is what you need.
Mm-hmm.
So that there is no ebb and flow, and there is no, you know, it's just every month you're bringing in, you know, 3 clients.
Yeah, and we're getting there. I think, I've had a lot of traction lately with just using, like, our money market rates to get in the door and then just dragging the conversation from there, and it tends to be pretty positive, so.
Really? That's interesting. What are your money market rates now?
Well, they just raised them on Friday to 1.82.
That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah. And then you'd be surprised how many folks are interested in, like, our CD rates, because our CD rates are really competitive. And so some of the older clients that are doing that at their local banks, they can get not only a better rate, but we don't just offer Bank of America CDs. So we can raise that FDIC limit well above 250, and people really get interested in that.
Good. What are your rates?
Things to get your foot in the door.
How much are your rates now?
Well, you can get over 3% for a 3-year.
Okay.
It's kind of day to day. Depends on what bank you're looking at and terms.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Start to be another marketing tool for you.
Absolutely.
Good. More realistic rates, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you try the 90-day free look, and did it have any success?
Yeah, I've tried it with a few people, and honestly, it's kind of the process, anyways, just to get through from an introduction to a proposal to everything. I've got a few people kind of going through it right now, and I wouldn't say I've had any success yet, but I haven't had anybody just necessarily shoot it down either. People tend to be open to it, and so just kind of following up month to month, giving them updates, and the volatility helps, because you get to call them when it's down and call them when it's up.
Yep, good. That third month should be an in-person meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. With paperwork.
Yeah, with paperwork, correct. Well, that's right. And then, you know, how does this level of service compare to what you're getting now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, yeah. I haven't heard from my bank 6 months, or I haven't heard from him in a year. I haven't. So is there a reason that you wouldn't move?
Yeah. I was talking to another team, and I loved the way that they phrased it. And I might have told you this last time. I'm not sure. Because basically they ask it in a way that no means yes. And so they say, you know, is there any reason that you see we shouldn't move forward with this?
Yeah, I know. And, I heard that.
Yeah. I like that.
Right. No, I like that too. It's one of my favorites. So, selling skills are still needed, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hey, Rob, I think, just a heads up, I think Kim and I have to get going to a meeting here at 12:30, if you don't mind us running.
Yeah, I want you running. I want you to talk to
me. He likes that phrase, Tyler.
We're trying.
Kim knows. I always like you guys running. It was good. That meant you're not going to lunch, I guarantee it. Right? All right, well, good. Okay. Well, it's 12:30, so you guys can check out. I'll spend a few more minutes with Trent.
Awesome.
Okay. And then, okay. Rob, I'll talk to you at 4 today. Did you get the agenda I sent you? It's posted on my mural.
Okay, I'll get it. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, we just came in last night, you know.
I can't believe you're still functioning right now after that drive.
I know, it was pretty fun, but we spent 2 days with Juliet and Father's Day and all that stuff. That was magical.
Yeah.
You know,
Father's Day, doesn't it?
Oh, God, it was unbelievable. And it's so fun because, you know, it's a long trip, but it's, when you spend 2 days in Nashville and then drive up, it's like a piece of cake driving from Nashville here.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, so it was really, I pulled in and I said, Marcia, that was really worth driving.
Oh.
You know, you get to see her, you know? I mean,
yeah,
and
exactly.
Courtney and Simon, but I mean, Courtney, of course, is the perfect, you know, the perfect daughter. You know, she's just
sweet. She is.
She's so sweet to me. It's just like, she was upset because I didn't call her right away when I got home.
Did you say who's the parent here?
Well, I mean, it's so funny. It's like, you didn't call. Are you guys okay? Are you all right? Did you get there okay?
Yeah. That's funny.
She's very, very, very cute.
Yeah.
And we're gonna see them, you know, like Thursday or Friday, I guess. We're going back, you know. We're going to see them, and then we're going to Blackberry Farm next week.
Oh, is that where you're going? Well, oh, great. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks really good. So everything's happening quite quickly this season. It's too fast.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks, Rob. And I'll talk to you this afternoon.
All right.
Thanks,
see
Rob.
Thanks.
Bye.
Oh, no. Can I call you back direct, Rob?
Yeah.
I'll call your mobile.
Okay.
Okay.
can you hang up? It's on hold. Can you make sure you guys hang up? It's on hold. There's somebody on hold, I think. Yeah. All right. Are you there, Rob? Yeah, okay.